to your battle stations. This July at Pottawatomie, battle your way to a share of over $1 million in cash and prizes. Play Million Dollar Battle Fleet every day to win slot play and your shot at thousands in cash during the Monday night game shows. Knock out your opponent and you'll win the bank. Play Million Dollar Battle Fleet and win all July, only at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/battle for more details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Fire Keepers Club member to participate.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. The kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten furry, what is that, in the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multicar, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the Canals BMW Sports Activity Vehicle Sales Event. Now choose the BMW SAV model you've wanted that has room for everyone. Start your shopping. Canals BMW has a great selection of sports activity vehicles to choose from, including 2017 BMW X1, X3, and X5 models. Over 150 in stock, each well-equipped with driver assistance packages and other popular features. You'll also enjoy BMW Ultimate Handling, performance, and luxurious appointments that make driving a pleasure. Plus, of course, there's plenty of space for kids, company, and cargo for wherever summer takes you. The Canals BMW Sports Activity Vehicle Sales Event. Your time to take advantage of special lease offers on every 2017 BMW X model in stock with on-the-spot delivery. Canals BMW, Route 41, Lake Bluff, canalsbmw.com.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 5 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. New Wolves coach Rocky Thompson knows how to win. He just directed his team to the Memorial Cup Championship. See Rocky fight to be the best in the AHL with the Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs and the Braves coming up in about 90 minutes from now. John Lester will try and pitch the North Siders to their fourth straight victory. Earlier today, Washington scored five times in the first inning. They cruised to a 6-1 victory over Cincinnati. already. Steven Strasburg striking out 11 for win number 10. As for the White Sox, they're idle today. They'll host the Dodgers tomorrow with Clayton Kershaw in search of win number 15. Now, the Sox got swept over the weekend by Seattle, and Derek Holland says the Quintana trade and further trade rumors are not affecting the White Sox.
We wish Q the best. Obviously, you know, we're talking about him obviously leaving, and you know, we saw he performed very well today too, so you gotta, you know, give hats off to him. But at the same time, we can't get caught up in those kind of things. We still gotta play the game, whether we lose a guy or we gain a guy, whatever it is, we still gotta show up every single day. And to get caught up in something like that, that's just not right. It takes away from your teammates too. It shows you're not focused.
Pro football, a couple of tags today. Washington, $24 million for quarterback Kirk Cousins. Pittsburgh, $12 million for running back Le'Veon Bell. And in hockey, defenseman Brian Campbell, he retires after 17 years in the NHL. However, he will remain in the Blackhawks front office. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live bright. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm David Schuster, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later today, beginning at 6 o'clock, Mark Rohde's pregame show, and that's prior to the game against the Braves in Atlanta, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It's a big day today. Happy birthday to a key member of the White Sox organization, Lucas Giolito.
Happy birthday, Lucas.
And, by the way, to Steve Stone.
Well, my partner, Stoney. Steve Stone, a very special day for you today. Your 70th birthday, buddy. And I got to tell you this. You're one of the youngest looking 70-year-olds I've ever seen. But, you know, you can go to hell for lying like you can for stealing. So we'll just leave it at that.
Who is it? Steve Stone?
Sharon Stone.
Steve Stone. Steve, oh, Steve Stone. Steve, I want to wish you a very happy 70th. Happy 70th birthday, Stoney.
Hiya, Pally, and happy 70th birthday. Stoney, you truly are one of baseball's Iron Men. The fact that you've survived this long being surrounded by carries for roughly half of your 70 years is a true testament to your longevity and your iron constitution.
Stonehenge, you're still older than I am, but I always remember growing up, watching you playing, pitching for the Orioles as a youngster. I always admired the work that you did. And then I got to meet you and work with you. And how the hell you ever reach the age of 70 is way beyond me.
Stoney, it starts with a 7? You're how old? Wow. Hey, it's Josh Lewin. You might remember me from when I was your partner.
I couldn't be happier to celebrate it with you.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And unfortunately, when you get to be this age, like 3/4 of the people you work with are no longer here. So the fact that you are shows your stick-to-itiveness, and hopefully it'll be a long time.
I don't know what that means for me, but happy birthday.
Yeah, how about it? The most youthful septuagenarian you will probably ever know.
I saw a man walking briskly through the Denver airport, and I was like, I think that's Stoney. And it was Stoney, and he was moving and grooving, and he's got his own rhythm, and I'm like, all right.
Stay out his damn
way.
Yeah,
I won't bother him, especially since, you know, you texted me, he doesn't reply. I'm on the pay no mind list with Stoney. I thought we were brothers. I thought we were cool, but happy birthday, Stoney.
Thank you, Jason. I think you probably got the wrong number.
I don't have the wrong number. I cross-referenced it with Dan's number, and I'll be damned if you don't have me blocked like so many other athletes and superstars on Twitter. You just have it in your phone.
I have no idea what happened, but you would be absolutely like the 12th or 13th person I would get back to. So
there it is.
I don't know.
Good to hear your voice, man.
it's nice to be back on, and it's really nice to see what really just happened. And I know, you know, you guys have dissected this, and certainly the trade was one of the biggest pieces of baseball news to happen. Since the World Series was won by the Cubs, but I think this really gave both teams exactly what they wanted, and you know, to everybody, because when Q was really struggling in the early portions of the year, I heard from a lot of different people, boy, this is going to really reduce his value. I mean, you know, the fact that he is at the time was 2-8, then went to 4-8, this is going to really take away a whole lot of value. Well, I said that's only because you haven't been paying attention. And Dan, I heard you today talking about the fact that as far as WAR is concerned, he's the 7th And the top six in baseball are just magnificent pitchers. And this guy is right up there with the best. He's in the top 10 in just about every category. And I think perhaps, look, is he going to be as good as he was against Baltimore? Probably not, because he was enchanted that day. It was, you know, 12 strikeouts and no walks. But he's really good, and he's really good for the baseball team. And his teammates are going to love him as they loved him on the south side of town. And I think the Sox got exactly what they wanted in that. I mean, Jimenez is quite a player. He doesn't have the greatest arm around and probably is not the fastest guy. But you look at the other things. You look at the power numbers and his ability to hit. He's a guy that that has a chance to be something special. And if Cease can stay healthy and refine the secondary pitches, I think they've got themselves a pretty good one. So, again, it was a trade that made sense for both teams. And I love what Rick Hahn said. He said, look, it was by far the best package we got. And it would be ridiculous for me to take a lesser trade because I didn't want to trade with the Cubs. The object is for our team to get better. And after this trade, our team is better. And they were better than they would have been had I traded Jose Quintana anyplace else. I think he took absolutely the right track. I think that that Jed and Theo did a great job. I believe that they got, of the guys that are available, they got, when you consider everything, you consider the length where he's under control, which is outstanding, the price that you control him at, which is wonderful by today's standards, the fact that he is an excellent pitcher, and factor in that he might be the nicest man in the world, I think that the Cubs got themselves exactly what they needed and probably as good as they could have done in the open market. And as far as the Sox are concerned, they also did very well.
Steve Stone's on Twitter, at Steve Stone. We're speaking with him on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. It's interesting that you were in a Cubs-Sox trade that you once said was the opposite of this trade, in that both the Cubs and Sox somehow got worse. What did that mean?
Oh, I thought it was a trade that definitely hurt both teams, because Ron Santo played 1 year. During that year when he went there, and Ronnie could still play some third base, but Bill Melton was playing third base, so Chuck Tanner moved Ron to second base, which, you know, is pretty much like taking away his gamer wig. You know, you can't really do that. It aggravated the crap out of him. So he lasted 1 year, and then he walked away from his second year of his contract, and so they didn't get a whole lot. I went on the other side along with Steve Swisher, who, by the way, was an all-star for the Cubs. You might remember that. Did not get in the game because they had to take one from every team, and Nick Swisher wasn't available then. He wasn't old enough, so they picked Steve Swisher. And as far as Frehling and Kremel went, Kremel didn't do real well. Frehling had some moments out of the bullpen, and I, of course, was a 20-game winner, but it took me 3 years. So that's kind of one of the deals where you look at it and say, okay, well, it didn't work out particularly well for either team, but I went 1 year. I was 12-8 to that 75 season, and then became the first of Cub free agents, and went and re-signed with, with the White Sox.
You pitched without a contract, right?
I pitched without a contract the entire season. I didn't want to be a free agent. I had no desire to be. They just decided that coming off a 12-8 year, they didn't necessarily have any urgency to sign me, and so we got to September 1st. I mentioned a couple of things to then the GM, E.R. Salty Saltwell, who was in charge of the hot dogs the year before. He was a concessionaire, and then he moved to GM for just a year. That didn't work out particularly well, but I did manage to wend my way to the other side of town that particular year, and then that worked out a little bit better, because I wound up winning 15, leading their team in victories. It didn't cost them anything but a one-year contract, and it resurrected my baseball career, so all things worked out pretty well.
If you're going to highlight the finer points to a White Sox fan, or maybe an out-of-towner, of Rick Renteria, what would they be as a manager?
I think that Ricky Renteria, I think when you take a look at what he has as far as what he brings to the table, as a manager, Jason, he probably has a PhD in communication. I think he's outstanding communicating to his players. I think he's very good with young players. I love the fact that he doesn't leave anything to chance. If there's a problem, he goes right to the player and talks about it, or he'll bring him into his office after the game and talk about it. But he's not going to let it lay overnight, or, you know, for a couple of days, or do anything else. And he views all of these things as teaching moments because he's got a lot of younger players on the team, a lot of guys just starting out, and I think that he's absolutely a wonderful man for the job. And by the way, I think he would have been very good to oversee what the Cubs were trying to do, but I can't blame them at all for getting Joe Maddon. I mean, if Joe Maddon became available for what he did in Tampa and the kind of guy he is and what he can do with a baseball team, as you guys saw up close and personal last year, I think you had to go out and get Joe Maddon. And so Rick Renteria was the odd man out. Not anything that he did. It's just he was a victim of circumstance. He was brought in to oversee a rebuild. Mm-hmm. That rebuild was accelerated. You might remember that they went out, got John Lester a little bit earlier than people thought they were going to do. They brought in Joe Maddon. That really set the stage to wind up winning a World Series, which was the stated goal. And so Rick Renteria was the guy that had to make the exit. He was in a similar situation when he came to the White Sox, although he came as the bench coach and now he takes over as the manager. He is in a rebuild once again. I think once again he's the ideal man for the job, and I do believe that a Joe Maddon type is not coming up again. Even if he did, the White Sox would stay with Rick Renteria because he fits what their game plan is. He is the lone Latino manager in all of baseball. His communication skills are outstanding in both languages. But, you know, he's a former player who was a first-round draft pick and a middle infielder, so he was involved with a whole lot of the action. I think he understands the game exceptionally well. And so I think we're seeing a side this year of Rick that nobody has seen before. He's been kicked out of six games. He leads the major leagues in ejections, something that he probably didn't set out to do, but something that just happened. But you've got a guy with all the skills, the requisite skills, to be a top-of-the-line major league manager. I believe he's going to be. I think he's absolutely the perfect man for what the White Sox are trying to accomplish. I think that he learned a whole lot when he was over there with the Cubs, and it only helps him in his job here, but I know he is well thought of in the organization. I think he's going to be here for a long time. And so I think that when you look at the managers of both teams got exactly what they wanted. The Cubs got themselves a guy who was ready to take a veteran group of guys with the occasional kid and take them to the promised land, which he did. And the Sox got a guy who is perfect for a deconstruction and reconstruction, which is what the Sox are going through right now. And I think Ricky is going to be very good, and I think he's going to be very much a positive for this entire process that the Sox are going through, which, by the way, if you remember what the Cubs went through, it's very painful when you go through that process of the rebuild.
He's Steve Stone. He's joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also our live video stream at watch670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there.
I was really entertained yesterday by the special piece that the Tribune did in honor of Steve Stone's 70th birthday with 70 facts, 70 little short stories. It was a big spread, a special piece on things you may not know. Now, most of that I knew or was certainly aware of, you know, the restaurant touring and everything else. But one thing that raised my eyebrows that I did not know about Steve Stone, especially with this well-earned reputation as a baseball intellect from the moment you arrived in MLB, that you were a crappy high school student. I did not know that. And I always imagined that you were close to the top of your class. And frankly, what surprised me was that it was okay in your house to continue to participate in all these sports without also having the grades.
Well, I had a 1.53 out of 4 in high school, and it wasn't the fact that I didn't test well, because I did. I just didn't study very much, and my mother did. She was so afraid that I would not have the requisite amount of credits to graduate high school that she made me go to summer school one year, which was just, oh my God, that was just horrific. But I went through it, and then in college things got a little bit better. I actually got grades a bit better, and somehow miraculously, I mean, you know, we look at the great things and the mysterious and mystical things that have happened, like the parting of the Red Sea. Me getting a degree was right up there, but yet I did. I finally got one, and I got a teaching degree in history and government. And I found the joy of reading later on, and that was something that really helped in being educated, is reading just about everything that I could. And it wasn't till my first year of pro ball, actually, that I became a voracious reader. And with that came a whole lot of knowledge that I didn't have up until that point. But as far as baseball was concerned, I always understood the game pretty well, and I understood it well enough to know that from the major league standpoint, I wasn't particularly good a lot of the time, and so I had to be observant. So I learned the game, and I talked with the various guys on my ball club that played shortstop and second base and center field and caught, and I found out what they had to do to be successful at their job, because I thought one day if I washed out of baseball, I would go into coaching, or maybe, you know, maybe if I got lucky, I would have a somewhat decent career and then go into being a professional baseball coach or manager. I didn't know exactly, but I knew that I had to assemble the knowledge to get to that point, and so I set out to do it. And also, if you're not really good, if you're not going to be a star in the game, you better be very observant, and you better learn to understand the game, and you also better learn to find out how you can get an edge against guys that are superior to you, that are bigger, stronger, faster, and quicker, that are better athletes, that are going to the Hall of Fame, and you're not. And you got to figure out a way on that given day to beat them. And it took a while during the course of my career to do that, but I was able to because I realized I wanted to stay around. It was a really nice life. I loved to play the game. And to stay around, I had to take advantage of a lot of other things that really gifted guys didn't have to do. They could go out there on a daily basis and just play because, you know, they were phenomenally skilled. The Hall of Fame is full of those guys who were miraculous athletes. I was not a miraculous athlete, but I was good enough to play and, you know, got myself to the point where I think I tried to squeeze everything I could out of myself. I think for a short period of time I was able to do that. And that was because I started to understand the game and started to understand every aspect of it, including the mental aspect, which to me, if the game is 75% mental, people are spending 98% of their time on the physical aspect of it. That never made a great deal of sense to me and still doesn't to this day.
How have you changed your presentation to the audience with the focus being shifted from trying to win every single year to a rebuild, if at all, if it's changed at all? But have the tone of the conversation about the baseball that's happening before your very eyes that might not be as important as what will happen 2 or 3 years from now, how has that changed for you, if at all, with the audience?
Well, one of the things that I talked about in the spring when all of us got together, we were talking about what we wanted to do with the broadcast this year. One of the things that we talked about was emphasizing the younger players in the minor leagues and the guys that are coming there and the guys also that were accumulated in trades. You know, that was, I thought, very important because as you start on a rebuild, you do have some pain. So I don't do a great deal of criticizing on the physical aspects of the mistakes they make. I'll say they took a bad route or, you know, he could have handled that ball, he just didn't. Mm-hmm. I do bring out the mental mistakes because I think that's the building process. That's the learning process that these guys have to go through. And the mental mistakes are something that you just really can't excuse because, you know, you're not thinking, you're not prepared, you're not getting yourself in a position to be successful before each and every pitch comes. And so I talk about that. But we're talking about the future. We're talking about, you know, a lot of the youngsters. We're talking about the guys that have been acquired in trades and the guys that are here that were draft choices, like Zach Collins. But, you know, look, guys, the draft choice is an inexact science. I mean, you know, I don't have to tell you guys, and I'm looking at Josh Vitters and Brett Jackson and Hayden Simpson. I'm looking at them. You know, those were number ones. And I'm looking as far as the Sox were concerned, I'm looking at Aaron Pareda and Gordon Beckham. You know, had a major league career, but he wasn't what they thought he was going to be. Jared Mitchell, mm-hmm. You know, Keenan Walker, Courtney Hawkins. I'm looking at these guys who were number one draft picks. So it's not an exact science. You know, for every Chris Bryant that you draft, now granted he was drafted with second pick, but he's taken the next step forward and maybe a couple of steps forward, and he becomes a major league star. He was an MVP. They don't give those away, but you can't really tell what's going on. So what we try to educate our fans on is the fact that you need all of these prospects. I mean, there were some people talking about the fact that, well, the White Sox might be garnering too many prospects. Well, that's ridiculous because maybe 20-25% of these guys will come up and do what you think they're going to do, which means that most of them are going to wash away. You have to have a backlog of prospects. You have to have a number of guys who you think have a chance, and then you see the injuries, and you see the guys who don't take that next step, and you say, you know, this is why we have, you know, the 10 prospects that we got or the 15 that we got, whatever it is they wind up with. and this is what you have to do. So I think we concentrate a little bit more on the future than we normally would, because this team is not going to win. There hasn't been in my years, I don't believe there's been a team with a self-proclaimed teardown and rebuild that's actually won. Because you defeat the purpose of your teardown when you're trading away your quality players to get prospects. That's not how you win. You win a couple of years down the road. We saw what the Cubs did, so it's sitting right here, the same city that we happen to occupy on the south side. And, not that it's going to work. It happened to work in their case. They did it really well. They also added, a few players. You add Jason Hayward to your ball club. And I know he cost you a great deal of money, but he was one of the guys that was, an essential part, his defense and what he gave to the ball club. If nothing else, that speech he gave in Cleveland. I mean, getting that team together at a time where they really needed it. If you're looking for an investment to pay off, you look at what he did there and say, we got the right guy. Maybe he's not hitting like we'd like him to hit, but he did what we got him here to do, which was win. And that's what Theo and Jed did with all the guys that they brought, guys that they knew had won someplace else. They brought him in to teach this team, who hadn't won in 108 years, how to win. And it worked. And it's probably going to work in sustained competitiveness for quite some time. Are you going to have last year again? Well, it was an enchanted year. You don't have that. You don't have the health situations. And, Dan, I liked what you said today. With the addition of Jose Quintana, it all goes for naught if Arrieta doesn't take a step forward, if Lester doesn't start pitching like Lester can, if Lackey puts together a few performances, if Hendricks can come back and be healthy and be close to what the guy he was last year. Without a starting rotation, you put too much strain on your bullpen, eventually you can't score enough to be able to get the job done. But, you're chasing a team in Milwaukee who hasn't won with that group of guys. They're better than they've been in recent years, but they haven't won yet. The thing is, the Cubs have a number of guys in that room who have won. And when you're trying to chase down a team who hasn't been there and you have an inherent advantage. I'm not saying they're going to do it. I'm saying they're well-positioned to do it. Now it's up to the players to go get it done. Forget about what's happened before. We don't have what happened in the previous 90 games. Nobody has that. You got the next 72. The next 72 are going to determine if you get to the playoffs. And by the way, you don't have to win the division to be able to win it all, as we've seen many times. Cardinals won it with 83 wins. The Cubs are much better than that Cardinal team was, and they won the World Series. So I believe that the Cubs are going to chase down Milwaukee and win the division. But, that remains to be seen.
We love catching up and just wanted to personally wish you a happy birthday on the air. So
love you, Stoney.
Here's the 70 more.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. It's really nice to talk with you again. And take care. Have a great rest of the show, and I'll talk to you down the road.
That is Steve Stone, 70 damn years old. Huh? Yeah,
so that's an achievement.
Think how much older Hawk seems than he is.
Well, it's a different lifestyle, probably.
The rich and famous. Right. That's brought to you by Volvo. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited time offer. It's On is next on The Score.
When you're seeking balance in your life, turn on The Score.
Al is waiting very patiently out in Vernon Hills. Morning, Al. What's on your mind?
I love you guys. The Score balances my life. When I'm in the car alone, that's all I listen to.
Thanks, Al, from Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
The Score balances my life.
Chicago Sports Station.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Tim, 54, divorced police officer, score 646, living in a $320,000 home in Frankfurt. He called to refinance his ex-wife off his mortgage to comply with his divorce decree. And a member of David's team of 15 professional experienced loan officers, Cindy Piazza, helped Tim refinance his home, removed Tim's ex-wife from the mortgage and deed of his home, and reduced his payment $240 a month. So let's review. Tim removed his ex from his mortgage and deed and saved close to $3,000 a year. Unfortunately, according to DivorceStatistics.com, more than 40% of marriages end in divorce. If you're divorced and you need to refinance, what are you waiting for? Stop procrastinating. Pick up the phone and call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license C43 58 and MLS 19186.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart storage solutions, like an HDX 4-shelf storage unit, a special buy at just $19.88. It'll hold up to 600 pounds of whatever you've got, and you'll barely have to lift your wallet. Come get organized at the Pack Store Save event going on now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 23rd, U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
And if you just put a range ball on a tee there, and people think, oh, these majestic soaring home runs, a 5-wood would go 600 feet. When you wind the ball the way MLB has wound the ball, that's essentially what we're watching.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
It's done.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. New Wolves coach Rocky Thompson knows how to win. He just directed his team to the Memorial Cup Championship. See Rocky fight to be the best in the AHL with the Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We have baseball coming up here shortly on The Score, as the Cubs and the Braves will do battle in about an hour with the pitching matchup John Lester going against Julio Teheran. One final from earlier this afternoon, Washington scored 5 first-inning runs in route to a 6-1 victory over Cincinnati. Steven Strasburg striking out 11 for win number 10. The White Sox are idle today. They'll be hosting Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers tomorrow. Pro Football Carolina today fired its general manager Dave Gettleman. Washington tagged quarterback Kirk Cousins 1 year, $24 million. Pittsburgh tagged running back Le'Veon Bell for $12 million. Pro basketball, the Houston Rockets put up the for sale sign, and it will take about $2 billion to purchase them, and Paul Pierce will retire as a Celtic after signing a short deal. Hockey defenseman Brian Campbell retiring after 17 years in the NHL. However, he will remain with the Blackhawks in a front office capacity. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Banking is pretty much one size must fit all. If you don't fit, you don't matter. At Lakeside Bank, people do matter, so their products come in different shapes and sizes. They customize, tailoring their service to fit. You, Lakeside Bank. It's about time. The scoreboard update also brought to you by U.S. Waterproofing. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later today, beginning at 6 o'clock, top of the hour, with Mark Grody's pregame show prior to the game against the Dodgers, and it's all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
We got the normal sports things for you. You got, of course, the Cubs right here on these airwaves, the flagship for Cubs baseball. They'll be facing off against those Atlanta Braves. We talked to Grant McCauley about that team, got a little info on them, so you can watch with a more, you know, informed opinion and view of the Braves. But, Dan, what I will be doing is what I did last night, which is watching the episode of Game of Thrones again to make sure there wasn't anything that I missed, because Game of Thrones crashed the HBO servers last night because people have been waiting for a year for this highly acclaimed series to return. It's in the seventh season. I'll be watching it again tonight just to make sure I didn't miss anything. Also, there's a show, Preacher, that I've recorded like 5 episodes on my Xfinity X1 box that a lot of people are starting to feel good about, so I'll check that out as well. But I got Cubs baseball, some Game of Thrones, maybe this show Preacher, maybe I go to wrestling like every for like 2 or 3 minutes, and really? Then I'm like, all right, this is where I don't watch it again, because they don't do a lot of wrestling. This is like a ton of talking,
character development.
That's it. So I got a few things that I watch. I like the grill, hang out. Did an Instagram Insta story last night around like 11:30 last night. That was fun to talk to the people. May do that again. So yeah, I got.
What are you grilling?
Tonight I just got a couple of bone-in ribeyes.
Ooh,
yeah, a little salad on the side, a little balsamic vinaigrette.
I'm done.
What do you mean you're done?
I don't do balsamic.
Anybody ask you to come over?
Oh.
Yeah, it's either that or blue cheese. That's all I got in the crib right now.
Blue cheese.
It's a perfect steakhouse thing right there, fatty, man. I'm trying to. You know, balsamic.
There's no carbs in it. What do you?
But it's like it tastes like I'm doing something wrong. I love it.
No, that's kind of the point.
But I'm right. Let me eat what I want to eat.
No,
damn it.
You eat what I want to eat. So I will be watching the Cubs, but I did finally get to take in some of the Defiant Ones last night. And, oh, is that well made? And it is so thorough. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievably thorough, and it just seems like you don't get to hear the interviewer's questions, but you can tell that the follow-ups were so informed, and they got a lot out of it. There's got to be hours and hours and hours of stuff that never made it on there just because they're able to go down these rabbit holes and then have video And even if it's a still photo with a little
all
bit
the
of
footage that you see where guys are videoing their you know, acts have videographers, and you're like, what happens to that footage? You know how much footage was in that first hour that people probably have never seen just on Jimmy Iovine's side alone.
But like in studios, like how they're just showing, you know, Iovine at the mixing board and from whom he learned and how he kind of got thrown into it. It's like the engineer didn't show up. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you got to do it.
Just being there.
There you go. Just
half the gig.
Exactly. Just being there for your shot.
Springsteen and Tom Petty and all those dudes.
And the juxtaposition of Dre's world with his world. And then and so many parallels and so many things about what drives them. Their internal aesthetic, their artistic vision, and
crazy workmanlike situations that they've thrown themselves into.
Right, and getting in where they understand that they may have to make a professional investment, not necessarily a financial investment, but invest reputation and invest time and energy and love into something they genuinely care about, and there may be a delayed gratification in some of the success, but they still know it. They will throw down and say, all right, I know this person is
trust
a genius.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Wait till part three. Part three, it ramps up to everything that was happening in the 90s and Tupac and everything that was going on with Jimmy Iovine. There's some great stories. I'll wait till you get to it. But one of the best stories in the entire thing is Suge Knight, involving Suge Knight, Dionne Warwick, the mayor of L.A. and Jimmy Iovine. It is a phenomenal story.
Suge Knight, Dionne Warwick.
Mm-hmm, the mayor.
They walk into a bar.
A priest, a rabbi. Right, pretty much. Wait till you get to part three, man. It's terrific. HBO does terrific work, and Defiant Ones did not stop there. What do you got for us, Shep?
Well, I'll be watching Cubs tonight and see if they've actually gone the Wilson Contreras route and returned to 2016 form. But I was introduced to another awful show I have to share over the weekend.
This guy was live tweeting a live PD.
Oh, my God. It was Lake County made its debut.
Yeah, my mother was very proud of it.
See?
Lake County, Illinois.
Lake County, Illinois made its debut. Yeah. And it was greeted with neighbors fighting over someone driving through their yard because it was flooded. And then,
of course.
A good old, I guess, domestic abuse scandal that was going on. And then they were searching for burglars that weren't actually there. But the show that I was introduced to this past weekend from my wife is this thing called Spouse House on TLC. And they put five females in a house. And the mission is to get engaged and get married within like a week. You have to propose to someone or risk getting kicked out. And it's all Chicago people. Like, so there's probably listeners out there that know the people that are on this garbage show.
On TLC?
Yes, okay. I think it was TLC. And it was like, I could not stop hate watching it.
All right, Spouse House. I've not heard of that. I might have to give that a
Spouse House?
Stop it. Tanny, what minor league baseball
spouse
will you be
house.
Taking in?
Well, I feel so...
idiot. Clown.
I feel... so out of the loop with Game of Thrones because my wife was watching it last night.
It was like
being on the expressway when everyone's out of town, like being on Twitter last night when Thrones was on because everyone was watching Thrones, so no one was tweeting.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, I'm still not going to watch Game of Thrones just yet. Probably like years after it's over, I'll like realize like how great it was.
Kind of like I did
it.
With The Wire and
Sopranos.
Yeah,
which is fine. I'm not, you know, hating on it. I might go check it out later on, but just for me, it's too far into it for me to jump in right now, and I'm worried someone will spoil it for me. But John Taffer is in Pahrump, Nevada.
Oh, God, here we go.
He's going to try to save Patty's Pub. It's Bar Rescue. And if you don't know what John Taffer and Bar Rescue is, he rescues bars. So I got that on the DVR from last night.
Isn't he Shut It Down?
He's Mr. Shut It Down.
But that's at the end of the show, right?
that's what we use before the close.
Yes, we hear from him every day. Shut It Down. That's him. And
there it is.
Yeah, he's very screamy.
So if you see any one of the four of us in the street and you figured out what we're watching tonight, you want to come hang out with us, feel free. Just don't change my salad dressing choice because this guy, apparently, I can't.
I don't rock with balsamic.
Not at all?
No. I mean, very, very occasionally, maybe.
Do you have a vinegar
taste? A touch of it in a sauce.
Do you not like vinegar?
I don't mind some white balsamics, but I know I love vinegar. I love vinegar.
You like to get his other balsamics a pimp cup.
I believe that salt and acid are the keys to really good cooking, to making something jump as a flavor.
So what's the
managing
problem?
The salt and the acid. There's something about the
it's
about
very,
dark
you can make
balsamic
your own. It's very easy.
That I find off-putting.
Really?
Yeah.
A little olive oil, a little balsamic vinegar, I'll make
a million kinds of vinaigrettes for you, but I'll go with red wine, I'll go with white wine, I'll use lemon juice, I'll use Dijon mustard.
All right, so folks, we know what the holy water is. We just spray his ass with balsamic vinaigrette.
The power of Christ compels you! It is God himself who compels you!
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show.
I cast you out!
I haven't seen Lawrence. Who's coming up after
Cubbies.
The show? Oh, damn it. Yeah, the Cubs are coming up after the show. All right, it's the Bernstein Golf Show.
Segment has been brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Still more to come, not done yet, with Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Baseball fans and food lovers, enter the Jewel Osco Take Me Out to the Barbecue contest to win passes for an exclusive cooking demo in CBS Radio's Culinary Kitchen with Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg. By Lawrence Holmes. To enter, log on to cbschicago.com/baseball.
Baseball's All-Star break is behind us now. The Northsiders are rolling, but my friends at Chevrolet, well, they got their All-Stars rolling as well. Hey, Scoreheads, it's Chris Tannehill here. You guys heard the latest news from Chevy, right? Well, Chevrolet is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for their cars, trucks, and SUVs 2 years in a row. You know, as a dad, I think about it all the time. There's nothing more important to me when I'm driving my family around than feeling safe. I told you guys earlier about the all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox and its 10 available active safety features, and they give you the one thing that's so hard to find, and that's peace of mind. From the rear vision camera to automatic braking to lane keep assist that keeps you from drifting, so many great features, it's no surprise that Chevy is the most awarded car company for 3 years in a row. From style and technology to performance and safety, the all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox offers the complete package. You got to check out my friends at Chevrolet and do it today.
Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. And now ask us about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money when you have Xfinity Internet. You get up to 5 lines included of talk and text, all at no extra cost. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and auto-pay within 30 days or charges increase by $5 a month. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity Gigabit service, router coverage, and speed on the 5 gigahertz band. Netflix streaming membership required.
Doubt.
It's summertime, and the Mega Millions jackpot is bringing the heat. It's now more than $200 million. You heard us correctly. More than $200 million. That's one hot jackpot. Go to IllinoisLottery.com for the latest jackpot updates. What are you waiting for? Get out there and play, because the jackpot is growing, and luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older.
Celebrate this 4th of July at the All-American Celebration at the Bolingbrook Golf Club. There'll be fun for all ages with kids' activities, a huge selection of food provided by local restaurants, vendors, and food trucks, the Miller Lite Entertainment Pavilion with live music, and a huge fireworks display with Jim Cornelison singing the anthem. The All-American Celebration is one of the biggest and best in Chicago, Tuesday, July 4th, beginning at 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 12.
Engines run better and longer with fresh oil.
Old oil spreads dirt and grime throughout your engine.
That shortens engine life.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops urge you to change your oil regularly.
That'll help you get a full life from your vehicle.
Because here's the real hint. Life is better without car payments.
At Merlin.
More life for you and your car.
Summer's heat with stop-and-go traffic puts stress on your oil and engine. Have your oil changed before your summer road trip. Visit merlins.com/summer for a $19 oil change. If you need a synthetic oil change, that's covered from just $49. Find other special values when you visit merlins.com/summer. Head to Merlin and merlins.com/summer for carefree summer driving.
This
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I think we're back. We're back to who we were last year. I mean, we keep on every pitch, no matter what the score is. And I mean, it feels good when you start hitting like that, you know. And I hope we can live like this for a lot of games.
All right, so you're in the A. Julio Teheran has not pitched well at the new park. I mean, he's 1-6 with like a 7 ERA or something like that at SunTrust. So the Braves have played better than I even thought. Yeah, I thought they were a lot worse than 500, but they're 45-45. They're a terribly injured team. Like you see how many players have missed time for them this year, and they're shopping Jaime Garcia. Matt Kemp is still, you know, hitting home runs every once in a while, but this is a team that you should take 2 out of 3 from and start to stack some of these wins, start to stack some of these series if you're really about that life. If
that was
90 games in, it's time to start making some hay.
You heard from Wilson Contreras, who last year was a, per Fangraphs, a 2.2 WAR player. This year he is already a 2.3 WAR player.
Mm-hmm. And last year, when did he come up? He didn't play.
Last year he played 76 games. This year he's played 82 games. Okay. He's already better. Last year, his slash line, 282, 357, 488. This year, 278, 340, 483. His weighted on base average is 348. He has become a very, very solid baseball player, and he's decided that he's going to be that guy. That Wilson Contreras says, we're back, and he's said so. And he plays with an edge.
Mm-hmm.
He plays
with an enthusiasm that might rub people the wrong way. There was some baseball policing going on this weekend, too, if I'm not mistaken. I thought I saw somebody getting a little grief for not playing the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Right now in baseball, your leader in WAR for all catchers is Buster Posey, not surprisingly, who is batting .328. He's on base at .408. He is slugging .509. His WAR is 3.2. Right now, Wilson Contreras is the second best catcher in baseball.
What does that say about the position?
His 2.3 is ahead of... Boy, it would take you a while probably to name baseball's number three catcher.
Remember that crop that was supposed to take over the game? Weeders and Saltalamacchia and some of these other guys who were supposed to be the dudes for the next 10, 12 years?
How long would it take you to get to... This guy is a 2.2 WAR.
Give me a division.
He is in the National League East.
NL East? Nationals have Weeders, so it's not Weeders, obviously. NL East catcher.
It would take you a while. He's a good, really good player, and you don't even...
Marlins?
JT Realmuto.
Yeah. I mean, Marlins got Yelich and Realmuto and Stanton and Marcelo Zuna and just
and Boar. I mean,
yeah, that big ham hawk of a man. Yeah, exactly. And are sitting at what, 41-49 because they're pitching no damn you.
Yeah, but that's it. That Buster Posey, then Wilson Contreras, right now by wins above replacement is baseball's second best catcher, and he's feeling it a little bit. Go ahead, I'm not mad at him.
Shut it down.
Good. Now it's time for John Lester and John Lackey next two nights to back some of that up.
Yeah.
That segment brought to you by Taco Bell. Do you like Taco Bell's iconic Chalupa?
Yes. Are you going to double it up on me?
You damn right. You're going to fall in love.
Good.
Real good. With the new limited edition Double Chalupa. We thank our guests.
We have to.
Grant McCauley.
Yes.
Len Casper and Steve Stone.
Happy birthday, Stoney.
The producers, or I should say the video director, Brian Gertsch.
Hey, Rick, this is Dan again from CSN. How were you guys close at all to something in December? And
other than some breathing, I didn't hear much of that. Something about December.
That's all right. You don't need to hear much of that. You got it.
No, you're good.
It's all good. The producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Stat for 600, please.
The Cubs' Hack Wilson, 1930. 191 Vs. Gavin,
what is home runs?
Nope.
Oh. Gavin, apparently not a big baseball fan. That'd be a great year, though. 191 home runs.
That's. I mean, Hack was good.
Yeah, but you're pushing it a little bit.
Too drinky. The audio really overlord.
Such a thing is too drinky.
Chris Tannehill.
Since the start of division play in 1969, who was the only player to have a batting average of 400 or higher at the All-Star break?
At the break?
Yeah. We'll do an All-Star break trivia today.
How about Tony Gwynn?
Not Gwynn.
Rod Carew.
Yeah, Kumi.
Very good.
1977 or 78?
1983.
83, really?
83.
There it is. Bring it home, Coomer. All right, enjoy Braves, Cubs right here on 670 The Score. We'll talk to you tomorrow. For Dan Bernstein, Chris Tannehill, Nick Shepkowski, I'm Jason Goff. Take care of each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on 670 The Score.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff tomorrow at 2 on The Score.
I think that I still have a lot more in the tank. It's not necessarily there right now, but I'm using what I have to the best of my ability.
Jake Arrieta, regular Score Cubs insider with Bernstein and Goff. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
All me.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, happy birthday! No, I'm not talking about your birthday. I'm talking about the fact that Renter's Warehouse just turned 10 years old. And to celebrate, they're tripling down to give you the gift of up to 30% off all their property management services for the summer. That's right, a 30% discount on Renter's Warehouse property management, taking off their already low flat monthly fee. You know, it seems like just yesterday that Renter's Warehouse was a fresh-faced regional property management company. And now look at them. 10 years of expertly placing and warrantying tenants. 10 years of professional, timely rent collection and maintenance coordination. 10 years of driving financial freedom by helping people run their home like a business and buy more rental properties. Now, they're America's number one rent estate company. So happy 10th birthday, Renter's Warehouse. Go to renterswarehouse.com today to get the details on your gift of up to 30% off property management for the entire summer. That's renterswarehouse.com.
For your business to perform its best, you need to create an environment designed to succeed. Turn to Office Revolution, Chicago's premier office furniture dealer and official office furniture partner of Cubs Radio. Office Revolution can transform your workspace with flexible workstations, collaboration spaces, ergonomic solutions, and styles for every office personality. From offices of 20 to 2,000, Office Revolution has the expertise and personal attention to create winning environments. Chicago's office space professionals, office-revolution.com.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart storage solutions, like an HDX 4-shelf storage unit, a special buy at just $19.88. It'll hold up to 600 pounds of whatever you've got, and you'll barely have to lift your wallet. Come get organized at the Pack Store Save event going on now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 23rd, U.S. only.
Okay, clogged pores. I've had it. You think I don't notice your pesky blackheads? It's all I see. Why else would I be dodging photos, yelling back up, zoom out, not so close? But now, I've got Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strips. With natural charcoal, they pluck out stubborn dirt, oil, and even blackheads in just one strip. So go ahead, snap away. With Biore, I have finally found the skin of my dreams. Biore, free your pores.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
I feel giddy.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc.
So what's the plan, Chief?
Well, first, keep calling me Chief. I like that.
Discovers it ain't easy being dad.
You remember those Taken movies? That's what happens when you give your daughter freedom. One, two, three times they get taken.
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man with a Plan. CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Moms on Monday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.